Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
I haven't interviewed in years. He's super popular now. Remember, he was on Access TV when I was on there 25 years ago. We'd air his stuff in Austin. He plays some of our stuff out in California. He's going to be on air with us coming up in the third hour. I want to open the phones up, though, for segment 3, 4, and 5 of this hour for a specific issue. Bill Gates is coming at you with vaccines they admit don't help you and that hurt almost everybody that take them, and that he's going to have liability protection from, and he's having bureaucracies and governments put in systems to make you take it to get on an airplane or rent a car or have a job. So he's going to assault you with tyranny and with a deadly vaccine that changes your very DNA. That's assault. If I tried to come to your house with a needle that admittedly a big percentage of the time would really hurt you, you'd have a right, if I tried to jab it in me, to physically defend yourself. But they're trying to blur the lines of all of that. We have to start discussing the rules of engagement here. Because this is assault, this is criminal, this is wrong. So here's the number to join us, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. And seriously, folks, we'll take like 10 calls. It's on that subject. What do we do about Bill Gates? What's the line in the sand? Or do we just tell him, you're my God, literally bend over and say, give me any shots you want, and then have convulsions while he smiles at you and you die? Do we just submit to him, and is he a God? And so he's our doctor that we can't say no to? He's our master? 877-789-2539. But here's why they banned Alex Jones. This video is 3 years old. Here it is. This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas, the U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome subversion paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States, with traitors inside the major security agencies blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com / Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they've now used me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind. mind of man, Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The BBC is state-run media in the UK, and they've come out with a detailed article that's linked on Infowars.com saying you will have to have forced inoculations multiple times a year to be able to travel. Robots will scan you when you land. You will have a digital tattoo under your skin to be able to enter the country, but it's going to be so easy and so cool and so fun. The Microsoft website now officially has announced the digital tattoo. We exposed this 6 months ago, how Bill Gates was funding it, and they had hundreds of news articles attacking and saying it wasn't true. This is a tactic they use. First they announce it, we say it's a bad idea, they say that's crazy, we didn't do it. They introduce the idea to you, then they come back and announce it again, thinking you have no memory. This is a criminal takeover. This is the line in the sand. We must say no. We must expose the fraud of COVID-19 this entire house of evil is built on. I'm Alex Jones. Never surrender to tyranny. Infowars.com.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
We think, just let me think.
Even now, orders are being shouted into telephones and men with guns will soon be on their way.
This time's a set.
Damn it. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and selecting your submission.
Cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who would be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the Info War.
Second hour right now, and we're looking at some of the graphs that came out in March with CDC numbers out of New York. Heart disease, cancer, accidents, strokes, Alzheimer's, flu, homicide, etc., were all put in the COVID-19 column, and they all reported zero. But there were no heart attacks, cancer, car accidents, Alzheimer's, flu, murders. Because from mid-March through mid-April, they just took those numbers and put them there, mirroring the year before's numbers. And that's how these numbers work. They're very close year in, year out. But we didn't just want to go off of that. I hired a well-respected statistician here in Texas. There's an article dealing with it. Scandemic CDC stats show flu deaths dropped as COVID deaths increased. You can go through and see the methodology, see the numbers, and then you can click on those and go to the CDC and their own numbers that, remember, are also cooked inflating deaths. So there's a lot of scams, but these are their own numbers proving their fraud. It's just even deeper than we can show you. But let's go ahead and go through some of these. Let's go to the new numbers from May and June and July and now going into August. Here's numbers for Arizona. And you can see how they just say there's no longer any influenza deaths there. Nobody's dying of the flu suddenly. They tell you, oh, we don't know why. Worldwide, nobody's dying of flu. Must be wearing the mask. No, they just take the numbers. They don't count deaths as flu now. By the way, you read, they admit that's what they're doing. But there's the numbers. There's the graphs. And they add it to the COVID-19. And notice how in graph after graph, as we go through U.S. states and even other countries, it's the same thing. They almost mirror each other because it's fraudulent, ladies and gentlemen. Now, again, all of this is admitted that people that die of gunshot wounds are counted in skydiving accidents and cancer and the flu. But here it is state by state to see it. Here's a side-by-side with influenza deaths in Arizona, pneumonia deaths in Arizona, COVID-19, multiple causes of death, Arizona. And you see how suddenly it all spikes when they flip that switch. And this really happened in May because they decided to start counting 15 people for every person that had COVID. They were going to count 15 people they surmised have it, and that's why you see the skyrocketing numbers. Here's California, just like the last graph you saw out of Arizona. Influenza deaths suddenly, completely end as the year starts. And then what happens? COVID deaths. And look at that. It almost matches because they simply moved the numbers over. Skipping ahead a few graphs, let's look at Florida. Flu and COVID in Florida. And look how the flu, during this peak time during the year, suddenly completely drops and COVID shoots straight up. And it's the same thing over and over. Let's look at Texas. Let's skip a few graphs ahead. And by the way, I was just sent more by the statistician around the world and around the U.S., and it's even more detailed than we thought. So we're drilling into it. It's a lot to absorb. I'm trying to get the statistician to come on air. We've used him before. He's well known, and he's got a lot of heat when he said who he was. And so we're just, you know, you see how they fire all these doctors or take their YouTubes away when they speak out because science is under attack. They say, trust the science. Well, here's CDC's own numbers. And here's Texas. Underlying cause of death. No influenza deaths now because you've got to take that mountain range of flu death and you've now got to attribute it to that. The truth is they always exaggerate flu as well. Most of us just really old people who die old age. Their heart gives out, whatever. They don't want to do an autopsy. They die in a nursing home. They die under the knife at a hospital. They just say, oh, they didn't die from the surgery. They didn't die from the anesthesia. They died from flu. But now we don't hear about the fake 30,000 deaths of flu in the U.S. It's probably really like 5,000 every year. Now it's attributed, those fake deaths, those deaths from other things, to COVID. So they've been running this trick for a long time. Now let me tell you from my own personal experience looking at statistics, what's really going on here. I know most people in my family who've died have died of pneumonia. My grandmother died of a lung infection at 92 a few years ago. My other grandmother from complications with her lungs. My great uncle. My uncle, my cousin, all in the last 10 years, all died. I can keep talking about friends and family that died of pneumonia. The truth is, every fall and winter, the hospitals are filled with people dying of lung problems. And because of particulate and the major studies, because of all these new viruses and things, pneumonia is getting worse. And the drugs aren't working. So let me explain something. COVID-19 is real. And that there has been an underlying surge in new lung diseases and lung viruses across the world. The atmosphere has been manipulated. There is particulate in it. There are all these new viruses, and almost all of them, swine flu, bird flu, SARS, COVID-19 come out of China. That's because it's so dirty, so cramped, so debilitated, such bad nutrition that just like a preschool, it's an incubator for disease. So there is major death from lung-borne diseases. My God. 2019 is the latest numbers we have. Look it up. 1.4 million people. 1.4 million people died in the United States from tuberculosis. And the number is set to be even higher. Because it's drug resistant, people can't get treatment, they're dying. And people are coming in across the border and aren't even being tested, and they're putting little kids in school with your kids and not even treating the little kids that are sick or your kids. They care if whether they were behind chain link fences when they came in at a facility being checked. That's why they said, okay, we won't even check them for medical problems anymore. We don't want to be racist. So see, the globalists love disease. They love depopulation. And the numbers all show that. Influenza deaths, 12-week number, goes down to almost zero. COVID skyrockets. It's the same in every state, ladies and gentlemen, because they follow the United Nations edict. Then the CDC and NIH follow that, because the doctors don't want to get in trouble. It's false policy. It's fraud.
Debt is a significant concern among millennials, Gen Xers, and boomers alike. While not saving more for retirement is still their biggest regret. That's according to the latest survey from American Century Investments. Diane Gallagher is the company's vice president.
Despite these similarities, nearly half of the millennials in our survey expect their standard of living in retirement to be better than their current situation, while one-third of the boomers think that it will instead be worse.
To learn more, visit AmericanCentury.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I wish you well. I'd wish you well. I'd wish a lot of people well. Good luck. Let them prove somebody was guilty. I mean, do you know that...
Oh, so you're saying you hope she doesn't die in jail. Is that what you mean by wish her well?
Her boyfriend died in jail, and people are still trying to figure out, how did it happen? Was it suicide? Was he killed? And I do wish her well. I'm not looking for anything bad for her. I'm not looking bad for anybody. And they took that and
made it such
a big deal. But all it is her boyfriend died... He died in jail. Was he killed? Was it suicide? I do. I wish her well.
Of Jeffrey Epstein in your remarks about in the Q&A.
Well, I think he's got a problem. I mean,
I don't think the problem will be.
I don't know, but that island was really a cesspool. There's no question about it. Just ask Prince Andrew. He'll tell you about it. The island was an absolute cesspool. So
the Clintons are friends,
and he's been
yours,
there
right?
for many times.
The Clintons are friends.
Well, I can't say friends, but I know.
You're friendly. You know them.
They play at my clubs a lot. I have clubs, and everybody likes to play.
Are you saying there's a political problem for her if she runs for president?
It could be a political problem. Look, he could be a political problem. Right now, he's Teflon, and right now, maybe not. But he could end up being a political problem.
Bill Clinton. Nice guy. Got a lot of problems coming up, in my opinion, with the famous island with Jeffrey Epstein. A lot of problems.
So there you go. They made a big deal about him saying, oh, he wishes her well, just like he wishes Xi Jinping well. He doesn't want her to die in jail, and he's been very clear about that. There's no implication that Trump's connected to Epstein, but the media has pushed that continually while ignoring Bill Clinton on the flight manifest and all the witnesses. But shifting gears, and then we'll go to your phone calls, back into COVID-19, that whole fraud. Pharmacies are refusing to fill HCQ prescriptions now because Dr. Gates says you're not allowed to have it. Here it is.
Hey, everyone. I'm here at Morris Medical Center with my dad, Dr. Daryl R. Morris, the second D.O. He has some things he would like to share and bring attention to in regards to how politics is affecting the medical world right now.
Yesterday and the day before, there were many doctors who had a press conference in Washington, D.C. about their successful treatment of the virus. One particularly has treated over 300 patients in the Houston area with diabetes, hypertension, and COVID positive, and with massive success treating with hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and the protocol with Zithromax, which is having good success in many practices across the country, but physicians are being shouted down and the media is not carrying it because it's not the mantra of what turns out to be the left media. It's clearly a hit on the president here. And those videos showing those physicians who were having successful treatment with that protocol has now been deleted from Twitter and Facebook, which you all probably know are left-leaning organizations. And that's just censorship and restricting the information flow in the United States. In our practice, I've written that same protocol for many of my patients that are at risk, and the local pharmacies have refused to fill my prescription. I've had many patients on hydroxychloroquine for many years because I also treat lupus, and for 20 plus years they've been on that medication with no side effects, no trouble whatsoever.
You guys saved my life, and you know you did.
Dr. Anthony Fauci has said studies show the drug is ineffective at treating COVID.
There's no reason to not utilize that protocol if it's indicated, and not letting that information freely flow and refusing to utilize those protocols, which are having success in other practices, is just criminal.
Oh, that clip enraged them.
We learned that Mueller and the Clintons and all of them were involved suppressing information about themselves and how they were running these child molesting blackmail rings that was being managed by the Clinton-Obama era FBI at the top. And we also in the documents learned that they tried to have the FBI implicate Donald John Trump. Because because, as we've told you years ago, he was a confidential informant to the FBI in Palm Beach, saying that the word is Epstein is engaged in criminal activity with underage girls.
He was a fixture in Palm Beach. I had a falling out with him a long time ago. I don't think I've spoken to him for 15 years.
Epstein was actually banned from Mar-a-Lago, according to court documents obtained by Inside Edition, after Epstein was accused of sexually assaulting an underage girl at the club.
Everybody knows Donald Trump doesn't like little girls. Donald Trump likes intimidating bombshell females. But these pedophiles, they want to suck the energy off these little girls, little boys. They want to be creepy. Weinstein's really gross. He likes to have underage girls like clean, reportedly like skin growths under his belly, and he has a vagina as well, reportedly. He's hermaphrodite. I mean, can you imagine all of this? He like makes like 15-year-old girls. You start throwing up when he's like all stinking and gross, and they have to go like pet on him and everything. And it's the same thing with Jeffrey Epstein. He has sexually deformed genitals.
Is it true, sir, that you have what's been described as an egg-shaped penis?
Epstein took my sexual innocence in front of a wall of framed photographs of him shaking hands and smiling with celebrities and political leaders. I was only 15 years old.
You don't get in the globalist club unless you're really screwed up. They're fallen. They're diseased. They're inbred globalists. And that's why they don't like those of us that aren't. Why they want to make us twisted and fallen and ugly like them. Yet the British royalty all inbred as well. So it's all a bunch of inbred, hunchbacked demons who get all the power because they want the power. Because they don't have the power.
Within hours of Jeffrey Epstein's apparent suicide, President Trump was retweeting a conspiracy theory linking Bill Clinton to his death. It was immediately picked up by Russian state media, going viral. A Clinton spokesperson calling the tweet ridiculous and, of course, not true.
Got a lot of problems coming up, in my opinion, with the famous island with Jeffrey Epstein. A lot of problems.
You think it was over the line?
I don't know, because I don't know her, but it was nasty.
You raised the question of Jeffrey Epstein in your remarks about in the Q&A.
Well, I think he's got a problem. I mean,
what do you think the problem will be?
I don't know, but that island was really a cesspool. There's no question about it. Just ask Prince Andrew. He'll tell you about it.
I really like how Trump's attacking now. Don't wait until October. Attack. Launch everything now.
Maxwell is in prison, and so a lot of people want to know if she's going to turn in powerful people. Do you feel that she's going to turn in powerful men? How do you see that working out?
I don't know. I haven't really been following it too much. I just wish her well.
He said he wishes Ghislaine Maxwell well. You really don't want Trump wishing you well. When Trump starts wishing you well, you should be a little angel of death flapping above you.
War. It's Alex Jones.
Jones Naturals, activated charcoal, naturally fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste. And if you don't know what activated charcoal does, ladies and gentlemen, it naturally, in a clean way, strips away the toxins, the impurities, the plaque, and it doesn't damage the enamel. That's really important.
Support the InfoWar.
Buy it now at InfoWarsStore.com or go directly to DrJonesNaturals.com for an entire line of new cutting-edge products. with the power to make your life better.
Support the InfoWar.
This cleans them up beautifully, does an incredible job, but doesn't damage your teeth and itch. I believe you're going to like this as much as the other toothpaste, maybe even more. Over a year ago, I tried charcoal toothpaste of a major brand and thought it was amazing. And I went to my dad, and people said, I would like to put out a charcoal toothpaste that doesn't have all the silicate and all these fillers in it. Very strong toothpaste. You've never used anything like it. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You know, I decided to just go ahead and get rid of my regular radio microphone the rest of the week. I'm going to wear this wireless because I'm going to be getting up with charts and guests, and I'm going to be standing on my head figuratively doing a lot of stuff here. Big article up on InfoWars.com. Here's why liberals are buying guns. Gun sales up nearly 135% in July, matching the nationwide average increase of crime, 135%. Funny how that works. And all the liberals I know, that I know personally, have come to me and apologized and said, look, I was an old-fashioned Democrat because I bought into the propaganda. I know they're evil now. I know Republicans aren't perfect, but I understand that they're really, truly evil and bad. And I bought a gun. And these are black people. These are white people. These are Hispanic folks. And they just get it. I'm going to leave it at that. They understand that Trump is a populist and that this country is under attack and that the people trying to take it over do not want to empower people, they want to enslave them. Now, I've been particularly wound up today, and I've been a jerk behind the scenes, so I apologize to the crew on air. But I just got distracted today because I'm just so ready for this show, so ready to cover all this. And then my son's up here, and Ted Anderson, and I'm trying to work with again, a great guy. He's here, and there's all this stuff unfolding. And I'm not complaining. It's just I get why the average person just tunes out politics. Because you know it's corrupt. You know it's out of control. What are you going to do about it? And if you focus on it, it takes your life over. Like, let me tell you, I used to love football, basketball, baseball. My mom was a basketball fan and football fan, but I grew up with her. Wasn't a big TV person, but when the Celtics were on, man, she was in there watching. And I'd sit there while she cooked dinner, after dinner, whatever, watching the Celtics. My dad would be off reading a book. And, Dallas Cowboys every Sunday around the TV with a party at the house. And I knew about the Dallas Cowboys and the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Washington Redskins. And I knew how much this football player weighed and what he ran the 100 in. And the last time I got caught up in sports was when the Red Sox went to the World Series. And I ended up going down to a bar almost every night with one of my buddies, a few of my buddies, and eating food and drinking and having a great time. And that was when I actually started drinking more heavily, was when the Red Sox went to the World Series. I'm not even a huge Red Sox fan. It was just really good baseball. So I get why people don't want to tune into politics, because if you learn about it, then you get obsessed with it like sports. But then the people that got obsessed with sports, now it's become political, so you can't even hide there. See how it works? With the taking the knee and the Black Lives Matter and the Antifa crap and won't criticize China that's got millions in slave labor camps, but America sucks. And so really, I get it. There's nothing I want more than to run to some little cabin in the woods and just say, screw it, let somebody else deal with it, and go to town once a week. And just go for hikes with my dogs and my kids. But you know what? They're coming to your little cabin in the woods. They're not going to leave anybody alone. I think everybody's got that now, including me. And there's this sick feeling in me now that I'm going to have to do something. Because I've tried to do a lot with information. But the minute they come at you and say, you can't have a driver's license or fly on a plane or have a job or go into a store, unless you take this inoculation that they admit is deadly and that is run by a guy that says he wants to depopulate, and he's not a doctor, he's not my doctor. So I ask the listeners right now, I'm going to take your calls. Bill Gates and the depopulation agenda he represents, what do we do about them? Because finally today, this morning, my psyche clicked into gear about maybe I can't fix this with information. And then the problem was, I'm not somebody trying to be big and mean and powerful. I'm trying to fix things. But when that gear's finally clicked in to place, that gear is just saying, you want to kill me? That ain't going to happen. You're the one that's going to pay. And they know what they're doing, because they know they're losing, so they're pushing us in this position. We need to be like Jesus. And those that copied him, Mahatma Gandhi and Martin Luther King, we need to not be violent offensively at this point. But we better be active politically, spiritually, economically, and culturally really aggressively right now, because we're under physical assault. And we're being oppressed. And we better start doing civil disobedience. That don't mean burning down the police station or beating up innocent people. That means going into places without masks. That means going into parks they've closed. That means going to these globalist houses. That means filing lawsuits. That means get aggressive. I apologize to the crew behind the scenes. I've been a little bit radioactive today. And it's because I am radioactive, ladies and gentlemen. Every time I start sweating, everybody knows, oh, that'll be a good rant. Jones is on today, because it's literally my body starts counting down and starts making me, like, think about this and think how I do this and how I do that. And it's just like wargaming it all. And it's scary, folks, but I know you're all doing the same thing. And we just really need to try to fix this as peacefully as possible. I haven't plugged today. I've been too upset. You believe what we're doing? InfoWarsStore.com. Great products. Blow you away. Let's go to the calls here. We got Michael, Alex, Brian, Don, Jacob, Joseph, Shannon, Duncan, Oak, Shaleem. I always say his name wrong. I barely speak English. We'll go to everybody. But what do we do when we're under assault? What do you do when they're coming physically for you and locking you down and carrying out, a dystopic nightmare on you? What do you do at that point? Because Bill Gates wants powerful physical control over your body. He wants that metaphysical control to not just rape you and physically, spiritually get power over you. He's got a vaccine that reprograms your very cells. He's going to rape your ancestors and your very DNA, and he's giggling and laughing about it and hiding it in plain view and having all this media he bought and paid for sit there and say that you deserve it. Which, again, is to gaslight you. What are you going to do? What do we do about Bill Gates trying to rape us? Bill Gates is a rapist! He wants to rape your DNA! Joseph in Ireland, you're on the air. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm pretty pissed.
Alex, I don't want to come in here as some negative, and but a good general recognizes where they are. And I believe, and I've said this before to you, but this is the start of the coming to power of the Antichrist. Next year will get really bad. Where I'm getting my information from, and I hope you don't mind me saying this, but God is talking to people in the world.
Oh, what's happening? And, right.
You know, and Alex, you're actually word for word on some of the stuff he's saying, so you are being inspired. But the Antichrist is a man, and I think you had a guy called Carlos on there a while back, and this is what finally made me ring in. He said the Antichrist is a human spirit, but the Antichrist is a man. He's going to reign over us. Adolf Hitler will be a teddy bear picnic compared to him. And Bill Gates is nothing but a minion bringing him in. And there, I've looked at Kamala Harris, Pelosi, and Hillary. I'm looking at them. There's a new lease of life in them. They must have gone to some big satanic ritual, and they're ready now to move to the next level, and the real suppression is coming. Now, this is the appeal I have to make. All those who are listening, I think most of them are Christian, God-fearing people, but you can't say you believe in God and you're not praying, because this is only the only thing that's going to bring it to an end, Alex, is prayer.
Joseph, prayer. I meant to open the show today with prayer and calling on God, because if we try to fix it ourselves, we get frustrated and enraged. What do you think I should do when I just feel so angry that I can't defeat this? I guess just give it to God?
Yeah, absolutely, Alex. Do you know what? I mean, I'm coming from a Catholic point of view, and I'm not here to ram anything down anybody's throat. Your own beliefs, right? But I would say to you, right, offer up your frustration to God, to Christ himself, on the cross, because it is he who is only going to conquer the Antichrist and bring his reign to an end through our prayers and our suffering. That's the reality of what's coming.
All right, powerful Joseph. Call back again. More calls straight ahead. I'm going to shut up and take your calls. Stay with us.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs.
Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I look into someone's eyes again, and it's been all.
Look, the social contract's broken. There's an anti-human AI takeover happening. And whether you believe in the Bible, the Antichrist, Satan or not, they use it as a blueprint of control. And I can't imagine being all the people that have attacked us over the years saying we were lying about this, and now it's out in the open. You know, I have, again, I'm almost ashamed of it. I'm not bragging about it, because with power comes corruption. But I know a lot of big producers in Hollywood, a lot of movie stars, and I know people that have produced, you know, 50 major programs for HBO. I know people that have produced 30 major movies. Yeah. I mean, I know. And they're all like, where do I move? Where do I go? It's all collapsing. People go, oh, look, Hollywood's collapsing. We're winning. It was always to destabilize us and control us. The globalists are making their move to kill the country. They're not going to invest in it anymore. The snake's already pulled its fangs out and slithered off. We're in trouble. And I don't say that to demoralize you. I say that so you get pissed and realize we're in the fight of our lives. I could talk to that last caller for an hour, but we had to get him off because I want to go to your other calls. And Jesse Lee Peterson joining us at 15 after. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Brian in Pennsylvania. And I'm asking everybody, what do we do? What's our line in the sand when Dr. Gates, who isn't a doctor, says this vaccine hurts you? I have liability protection. We're going to make you take it to have a job or get on an airplane.
Yep. Got me now?
Yes, sir, Brian. Go ahead.
Good talking to you, sir. Previous caller was absolutely right. Prayer, number one. Number two, we're going to have to do the things that we are doing and just stand up. Get out there. We're going to have to get our own mob of just walking down the street saying, no, we're not taking the vaccine. We're not going to go through with it. And do our own marches. We're going to have to – it's tough because why aren't we doing it now? We've gotten so accustomed to that 3 weeks of vacation, air conditioning, 200 channels on our satellite dish, and we're just – we're not doing what we need to do. And hopefully that'll be the time when we can, you know, finally come to grips and do it. Get out there. Take our vacation days and use it as to go to D.C., get it marched together, whatever it takes. I don't know. But I've become increasingly concerned about the vaccine because working in healthcare these last couple of years with the flu vaccine slowly become where, yeah, you cannot take it and you can still work. No big deal. Yeah, you cannot take it. Now you got to wear a little tag when you get your flu vaccine. Oh, you don't take it this year. You got to wear a mask if you don't take it. It's going to be where I'm not going to be allowed to work. I'm not going to be allowed.
Well, that's it. They admit they're hurting us into this. And again, I'm sitting there last night. I already knew about this, but my mom had her birthday, so she had some of her friends over to my house. My wife made dinner for them, and she was like, "Yeah, I can't go to Barton Springs anymore because I've got to give them my name, my number, my driver's license in case somebody else gets COVID. They got to tell me." So they can track me. That's all them training you to go to a park. You've got to be enrolled medically with this tyranny. God bless you. I appreciate your call, Brian. Oak Sheila in South Dakota refused to comply, occupy, fighting back. What do we do? How do we stand up to Gates? Because that's my question. He's coming, assaulting us. He's a Native American history with the smallpox blankets telling us he's a friend. What do we do?
Oh, thank you, Alex. Yes, I got 3 points here. First one, as stated before when I called you many months ago for the first time, what the grandfather spirits, which I explained were angels, told us is that people need to get out on the street. It can even just be one person or a few, and they need to go to city.
He said, we only have a few months to break this will, or the lockdown will last forever.
And so people have to get to the city halls. They have to get to the governor's mansions. They have to get to the House of Representatives in their states, and they must occupy. They can't just...
No, I agree. Did you see how the New Mexico governor said liberals can protest, conservatives can't? She actually said that because that's because they fear that. We should ignore everything they're saying.
Yes. Well, and here's the main point, though. People have to occupy. They have to hold ground and refuse to go. The next point. I had an interesting thing happen here when I was on the phone with you waiting. I've had a lot of activist work going against me, particularly from Luciferians. Someone tapped into my line and started saying bizarre things to me as I was on hold. So I'm going to say it. What needs to happen is that anybody that has a video or the information that's on Anthony Weiner's laptop, they need to put it out on the internet, raw, and do it soon. Okay?
Just like we saw with the George Floyd video. We need to see it absolutely put out because we know they have all that child murder on video, not just child rape.
Exactly. And then the last point is this. One of the persons talked about prayer, and that's true, but the other side of prayer is repentance. God is removing his hedge of protection around this country because people have not repented for the sins. One of those sins is abortion. The other sin, and I know this is going to be hard for some people to hear, but hundreds of treaties were made with Native American tribes in the name of God. And they were broken. And until we repent for these crimes, God will not return the hedge of protection. So these are the things I
want
to
say. Well, why do you think the Supreme Court did? I tried to figure out that ruling on Oklahoma. What's that about?
I haven't really come to my understanding of why they did that. I think what they're trying to do within the system is they're trying to leverage the credibility of the indigenous plight to promote their own agenda.
That's exactly, to create more division. They'll never actually give the land over.
Yes. And I want to say this. Most Native Americans are pro-American.
I understand.
The very few Native speakers that you see out there screaming and yelling do not represent us. They're hijacking our identity. And
hey, almost everybody I've met, the Native Americans, totally dialed in and knows what's going on. God bless you, sir. I could talk to that guy all day. We got to get everybody else here. Let's go ahead and talk to who's up next here. Let's talk to Zach in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Zach. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Pleasure to talk to you. I got a few points. First one, I want to plug Knockout. This
all the stuff that's going on is incredibly overwhelming, and it's hard to sleep at night when you figure out what's going on for the first time. So knock out a couple of those pills and, you know, set it on auto delivery. It's what I got, and you're sleeping like a baby and you're charged up. Anyways, not selling anymore. I just want to make a couple points. People, wear your Trump gear. I know it's scary. I know it's scary wearing InfoWars gear, but wear it. People have come up to me. They've given me their phone numbers. They have said, thank you for wearing this. Thank you for not wearing a mask.
Oh, when folks get one of our T-shirts or a Trump T-shirt, I'm not lying when I say you're signing on for an adventure. And most of it's positive, but after you shake 10 hands, somebody grabs by and tells you to go to hell.
Just waiting for that one, Alex. I haven't had that happen to me yet, but I'm just waiting for it. And it's given me just a lot of faith that, you know, we're overwhelmed and we're censored, but it's just nice to see that the people are truly awake. The other point I wanted to make was about the schools and the schools not really opening up. At least here in New Hampshire, there's a lot of drama around that. 73% of the people in our town wanted the schools to open up as normal. Now, I have a little inside information to the school system. I know that there are emails between the school board that said they are going to go against whatever Trump and Betsy DeVos decide to do. So what we're going to do is we're actually going to file Freedom of Information Acts against all of these emails, and we're going to collect every email in New Hampshire from the school board.
And show they didn't care about children. They didn't care about education. They didn't care about the system we all invested in. They cared about political power to wage siege against America.
But this is I agree, and this is the message to normal people. Guys, don't be playing video games. Get off all the crap. Stop smoking dope and get to work. You are eventually going to have kids. The people that are listening to this that do not have families, you will eventually have a family, and it will all click. You will realize your existence and your purpose, and it's for the future of your children. Now, the schools are a joke. McDonald's is essential. I can go to McDonald's and get a Big Mac. The grocery store that employs high school students can employ high school students, but these same students can't walk into the classroom in September.
Well, exactly. Absolutely. Gates always wanted to get rid of the schools. And the schools had problems, but we built them. We paid for them. They're assault. The police have problems, but they're taking over all our institutions so the UN runs them. No, we take them back, and now we know they need to be American institutions again.
Start filing the Freedom of Information request, people. They are terrified of us, and don't let them control your cities. You have to run for local office. Local town and city governments.
I agree, Zach. We're out of time. All right, two more segments of calls, and I'm going to get to Michael, Alex, Don, Jacob, Shannon, Duncan, and Gator. And then we've got Jesse Lee Peterson on. And there's so much other huge breaking news. It's totally insane. But we're going to come through this together. If I don't plug, we won't be here. We have great products. We have the Reopen America Back to School special. That is the last special we were running, but without the free shipping. Because we did the accounting and the math, and we just can't fund ourselves with 50% off and the free shipping. I mean, some of the products, like the Privacy Pocket, we were making like $2 on. So, yeah, you sell 1,000 of them a day, but you make $2,000. That doesn't pay for things. So you still get the Privacy Pocket at $19.95, but not with the free shipping. And all the supplements and all the rest of it, the discounts are there, but they're going to have to end because a bunch of these are close to selling out, so take advantage of that sale. I want to thank you all for funding us. We don't get a big check. We don't get any check from any globalist organization, any big corporation, any group. We get money from you. InfoWars, you built this. You did this. So don't call and thank me. I want to thank you.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.